far as the introduction to the Orche Tzadikim, we have been discussing various personalities who are associated with the Sefer Orche Tzadikim, who make mention about it and who are quite admirable regarding quoting various passages and mentioning a lot of the teachings of the Sefer Orche Tzadikim. Actually, in the last few weeks, we paid attention particularly to Rabbi Yaakov Emden. We're discussing a lot about him, and as we pointed out, that he himself in his Sefer, Migdal Ois, is one of the Svarim of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, where he quotes quite extensively from the Sefer Orche Tzadikim. And as we mentioned, many examples regarding him. He was a controversial figure. He was a Godel B'Yisrael, no question about it. And in the Sefer Migdal Ois, he quotes the following thing. Again, something very interesting, very unusual stuff that you won't find and you won't see anyplace else. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes as follows. He writes, Ani ha-koisev ma'ideni. He says, I who am writing this, he says, testify. He says, Shara'isi, I saw, he says, Be'einai zesh shenosayim shono. In other words, he says, what I'm writing over here is I want you to know, I'm going to be telling you that which I saw with my own eyes, he says, the past 2 years. And that is, Shohoiso poi nara, he says, alulo, he says, meruach ro rachmon al-islam. In other words, that there was it appears a young woman, or a young girl, that was possessed by an evil spirit. Something that we hear about from time to time, not lately, but things in the past that was a common occurrence. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that, I'm going to tell you what I saw with my own eyes, regarding this particular young woman, was possessed by a ruach ro, and Venosati says atabas. I took a ring, so now he's saying about his involvement, his personal involvement, not just simply what he saw, but his personal involvement. Venosati atabas shiboli yodi says I took a ring that came to me. He says mechosni zekeni. He says from my eltishver. In other words, from my really, it says father-in-law's right. His father-in-law's father. His father-in-law's father. Who is Rabbi Yaakov Emden's father-in-law's father? That was Reb Naftali Katz, the Baal Smichas Chachomim. He was in the great Gedolei Yisrael and tremendous Baal Mekubal as well. The Sefer Smichas Chachomim in particular is a Sefer on Masechtas Brochis, but a person who wrote a lot, very extensively on Kabbalah. And he was also a Rav, among other places, in Frankfurt am Main in Germany. And then when he left because of an occurrence that happened in the year 1711, a sreifa that occurred in his house and destroyed many, many houses, without now going into the details, no time about that, many Sefer Torah, people lost their homes, and he was also arrested because he was held responsible for that. And there was a bad blood and bad feelings, you know, among the people that happened. And even though it was clearly an accident, but nevertheless, the fact that it happened to him, so he left, forced to leave, and he left Frankfurt, and ultimately he was in Prague, and highly respected all over the world, and he decided at the end of his days to be Oilu Teretz Yisrael. On the way to Teretz Yisrael, he never made it, and he was Nifter in Turkey, and Ad Hayoim, his caver is there in Turkey, and there's a place that is visited, there's a place that's considered to be a mokim where people can be Poil Yeshuas, and it is said that the Friedrich Belzer Rebbe, Rebbe Arle, a great Rebbe in his own right, would send Chassidim. He said, if they need a particular Yeshua, he said, go to Turkey, goes to the caver of Naftali Katz, who is the Baal Smichas Chachomim. Anyway, so Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that I had a ring that came to my hand, he says, from my Shver's father, the Baal Smichas Chachomim. He says, it was made up in a very special way. Also, he said, Betchuna Atzuma. Constructed, the ring was a very special ring, constructed in a very special way, the Chakukim Bo Shemus, and all types of Kabbalistic Shemus, different formulas, you know, of Kodesh Baruch Hu's various names, put together. The Hinichuhu, he says, Be'edzba Hanara, they took the ring, they put it on the finger of that young woman, Miyad, he says he saw this, Miyad Rochvu Kolatz Moiseh, all of her bones, she began to tremble, as soon as that ring was put onto her body. Her loins began to shake and to tremble. Her features, her face color changed totally. The sogra and her eyes closed. Ra'adu chardu kol evareh. Adi said she serua miyodo until it was removed. And it appears that, that was when they removed the ring, then she calmed down, and it appeared, it doesn't say what the ikra chosef and hasefer, it appears that the ruach rol, the stoma possibly left. I guess that's why, that's the ikra point of the stoma. But showed the tremendous effect that that ring had, this tabas, he says, which was constructed with Sheamus, he says, from Naftali Katz, the Baal Samichas Chachomim. So again, this is also, again, this is unusual stuff that you don't just see it anywhere, or certainly not in a lot of places, and this Rabbi Yanki Vemner is writing it. Just give you one more thing, and that is something, again, one of the extremely, extremely controversial things. I once showed it to Rosh Yeshiva during the summer, Echosh Rosh Yeshiva, one of the Echosh Rosh Yeshivas in Yeshiva started Tamima, anyway, I showed it to him in the summer, and it was in the middle of sort of like towards the end of davening, he was still wearing Talis Tefillin, he got so excited, he's almost his Tefillin fell off his head. Just this just begets it to tell you. And that is because Rabbi Yanki Vemden has a theory which seems to follow against the grain of the, of, at least in the hashkofe, in the general hashkofe in the Olam HaYeshivas, promoted by many Rosh Yeshivas. Rabbi Yanki Vemden is of the opinion that learning is not for everyone. In other words, certain people, Rabbi Yanki Vemden says, we're just not cut out for learning. In other words, their job is, he says, to go into the world of mischer, to be an erlich hayit, and of course to conduct his affairs, to do his business erlich, and to be a machzik toira. That's Rabbi Yanki Vemden's opinion. I'll just quote you just a few lines of that. And he goes on to say, and he calls the Amorites, he calls them. He doesn't mean to derogatory him, but it means someone just is not, learning is not for him. He says when the Amorites, he says, decides to learn, he says, a Kodesh Baruch Hu cries. Because it doesn't do any justice to the Torah. Ad kedei kach. And Rabbi Yanki Vemden goes a step further. He says, when the Gemara says that one of the questions, everybody knows the Gemara says, you know, you Shemayim, you're going to give them a cheshem. And one of the questions is, first question is, okay, in the source of Nasata Bamuna, the first question, right, did you conduct your business honestly? Fine. Next question is what? Kovato itim, where you can make notoy. So, Bianca Vem, they don't ask everybody that. Because they don't expect everybody to do that. Losha Bianca Vem, they don't ask everybody that. That question is not asked by everybody. He says, yes, he says, no matter how far removed the person's ability from learning, there's a chiyuv to do some learning on his level, at least some learning. Let it be some musr, let it be some, because on any level, he says. But he's not mechuyv to put in hours or extensive period of time, if it's not for him. And he says, because if, he says, the so-called non-learner decides, he says, to learn, he says, you know what, both lose. He loses because he's wasting really his time when he could have been machzik Torah, and the Talmud Chochem is losing out. He's not getting support. So Meli says he's doing an outlet to the Talmud Chochem. You better go into business, be matzliach, and support the Talmud Chochem. He says. But now that you're learning, he says, so now the Talmud Chochem is losing out, and nobody's gaining from your learning. So who gains? No one. Just quote you a little bit, Loshen. He says that in the Halachas, Rabbi Yanki Vemden says in the Halachas after davening. Because the whole siddur of Yanki Vemden, we said, it's not just a siddur. It's a siddur with halachis, with shacharis, with minche, with mayr, with yomim toivim, and so on and so forth. So he tells you the anog is a vina. Hong of a yid, right? Yanki Vemden says, usually after davening, so have a shir. So when he talks about that, he mentions it's not for everybody. And he says as follows. Okay, this is this one. Okay. And he says like this. He says, regarding the Afgam Zois, he says, he talks about the idea of people, of other, if you're able to learn, you have the ability to learn also, kviyasetim l'toyre, it's important, do both, be oisekim mischer, and be kveyetim l'toyre, aval ein zu midas kol odom. But this is not really the way for every person. Ki hein rabim ato am ha'oret shloi lomdu, there are many people here who just poshet didn't learn, oishe ein tiva mesugel asik b'toyre b'tzmidis, b'shleimis. There are people that they have it's other nature, they're just not cut out for it, he says. The nivra ulasik b'masa matan. Look at what he says. They're created, he says. That's their purpose and mission in life. The nivru, that's the mission. The nivru, he says, lasik kidei sheyaspiku mayim umozoin la'avdi Hashem oskim b'toyer tomi. So their job is the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, this is your mission. You're coming down to this world. Your mission is going to be to be yosik b'masa matan, right? Be an elu chayit, do business problem, and be malzik b'talmud chochem, he says. The Elu, he says, and these people, he says, ain't shoyale moisa mal kviya sitim l'toyre. It's lotion. These people not being asked about that. Ke ein mevakshim zemehem. We're not asking that from them. Ilav bar hochi hu, if he's not a bar hochi.
And he says, "Va'am ha'aretz." In fact, ha'oisvik b'toyre goyrim b'chia le'boyroi. He's going to be broken, cries. He says, "Why? Kalavai lo yamis ol of zeh ha'masah, because you're doing something. It's not lefi teva," and so on and so forth. And he goes on and on. So then he says further, "Va'deizeh gamkein ha'toyrim is batelas bechrech." It also causes a bitul toyrim inside the Talmud Chochah. The quote in the Gemara, used a lotion regarding a tree that is fruit-bearing tree, because Baruch Hu created it, everything is what precise with discipline, that has leaves that covering the peiris. Because the leaves are there to protect the peiris. So the Gemara says, if not for the leaves, then the peiris wouldn't have a kiyum. So the Gemara says that is a moshul. The Gemara says, ilav alya le miskayim iskalya. That's the lashon of the Gemara. If not for the leaves, leiskayim iskalya are the clusters. So this moshul is also, if not for the machzikei Torah, so said, then the Talmud Chacham wouldn't have a kiyum, he says. That's the whole inyan. So he said, v'layale biyodei klum. So therefore the Amoris says he's going to try to spend time learning. He's not going to gain. You know what he's going to gain? Rak minias hatovel atamet chochem. That's the gain. The gain is that he's not going to be able to do a toive to atamet chochem, he says. Ki yoimar, ki sech ben alayna atamet chochem. So leyami, he says, atzmi atamet chochem. He says, v'oisik b'toyre kovei eshi yugimora b'choyoyim. She'ain loy, he goes even further, I don't know why he says that. She'ain loy v'la voice of chelik, but understand he's not tata. Nobody had a chelik. It's not for them. He goes on to say, V'lachain, he says, ha'toiva ha'yoshar, she'yamoy ha'amores b'shaloi, and he'll be mezaki, he says, everybody, because he'll be supporting the Eitzachayim, and so on and so forth. However, he says, as I mentioned, does not mean that he has no chiv whatsoever. Ki afopi avadi, he's potter from kviyas itim v'shois, but l'maisa l'nifter medover mu'et. And he goes and says, what's a dover mu'et? Whatever he's able to. By the way, he said, if he doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh, he said, let him learn B'Lashon Las. English, whatever, not French, Italian, whatever. But learn any, but learn whatever shaykh in any language is shaykh, and he should do at least some learning, and that's his chiyuv, his yotzer with that, his yotzer dechav oser. So again, this is again Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So as I mentioned, that Rashi was very surprised, never heard this Rabbi Yaakov Emden before. All right. So we're going to move in on further in the Yochid Tzadikim now. We're in the Shar Habusha. The Shar Habusha. So we are now at the segment where on Daf Lamed Dalad in the Yorchid Tzadikim, Daf Lamed Dalad, Shar Habusha, the Divrei Maschil Arba Madreges Babusha. Arba Madreges Babusha. Okay, so Yorchid Tzadikim tells us that regarding Busha, he says the truth is that there are four different levels regarding Busha. The idea, this is the simon of a yid, that a yid has busha, a yid has shame. As we already mentioned last week, that the whole idea of busha is, nekuda, is that's the symbolic of a yid, that's one of the simonim of a yid, as the Gemara says in Yevamos, rachmonim, baishonim, and goyim lechasonim. So busha is not stam amayla. Busha is not stam amayla, but busha really is one of the essence, that's part of the genetic makeup of a yid. What defines a yid is that a yid is a baishon. That he is a baishan, that he has busha, that he's embarrassed to do something that's unbecoming, that he should not be doing. And it be pointed out that the mid of busha was something that even, as they say, lahavdil, even non-Jews, even secular people, the secular also, crossed different levels in busha, but there were certain lines that everybody knew, hatoivim shebu'umus, hatoivim shebu'umus oilim, they knew there were certain lines that, push it, human being does not cross that line. And the reader we have to, in our diary says that there's nothing sacred anymore. There's no line. The mid of busha b'chlal has gone out. There's no such concept of busha anymore. But rather it's called isha yosha ben of yasid. If it feels good, and if it's good, I want to do it, I like to, I do it. There's no such thing as busha to hold a person back from anything anymore. But here's what the Yochid Tzadikim points out. Arba madregis babusha. Hoechod. Hamizbayish lasis averis begolui. Right, he has at least some level of busha. He has some sense of busha. He's at least embarrassed to averes begol in public, but vayis averes b'seiser, because b'seiser nobody sees him. So in private, he doesn't have a sense of busha. But begolui, that holds him back from being oivan averes. But he says, in a certain sense, he says this is the lowest level of busha. And in fact, he says it is sort of a revolting type of a busha. Why? Because that's like the person, right? He's more afraid of Bosa Vedom than from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In private, right? He's not embarrassed to do averus because a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not concerned about. As if a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't see, he's worried about public. So in such a case, arez a goyinev das elyon, a person that in private he has no busha, because as far as Kodesh Baruch Hu is concerned, that doesn't bother him. So therefore, he's like a Goyin of Das Elyon, which means it's as if he steals the mind of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Kaddish Baruch Hu does not know what's going on. In private, he's not worried about it. Shemizbayish lifnei oilom v'loy lifnei Hashem Baruch Hu. Because his busha is in front of the world, in front of people. However, he's not concerned with Gabba Kaddish Baruch Hu. And therefore, he says, V'ra'osoy rabba moid. This is extremely great, he says. This type of an evil type of a busha, this is very, very bad. And of course, we can understand that this is the similar idea that the Mechilta brings in Parsha Mishpatim on the Pasuk, Yimotzei Aganav Yishalem Shnoim, as we know that also from the Gemara. That why is it Chazal bring it, Rashi brings it, the Torah was more machmer on a ganav, right, more than a gazlan. A gazlan, right, who steals openly, only pays back the keren. A ganav, on the other hand, pays kefil, because the ganav goes in hiding. So the Gemara tells that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, because the gazlan at least is hishvik kavoid ho'eved l'kavoid koinoi. At least the boss of Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on one level, right? However, the ganav, he's choylik kavod le'eved yosef mekoinoi. The eved means the subject, human beings are only avodim. Right, and he's more concerned, right, about what the avodim will say, and he's less concerned with koinoi, what his master is going to say. So he's extending more kavod in a certain sense, right, to bnei adam. So that's much worse. Therefore, the oynish is kefil. Agav urche, the person who's only concerned about what people will say, but he's not concerned about what a Kodesh Baruch Hu will say. So there's something, a little frightening thing, which in fact Rabbi Yola Pian used to quote over many of his Musar Shemusin. He says, you know, at the end of Kehelis, it says, you might remember the Posik, some people say it loud together with the Balkoire, Soiv Dovra Hakol Nishma, right, as the Lekim Yirei, as Mismoisov Shemoir, Kizek Kol Odom. Right, last Posik in Kehelis. Soiv Dovra, the end of everything. What's the tachlis? Soiv dover hakol nishma. It's the lekim. You have to be a yerushimayim. This is zoyis of shemoyer. What does the words mean? Soiv dover hakol nishma. Everything. Let's translate literally. Push it. Hakol nishma. Everything is heard. What does that mean? Soiv dover hakol nishma. Push it. Literal translation. Soiv dover hakol nishma. Everything is heard. So the Targum Yonison says, you know what it means? Soiv dover hakol nishma. Soiv pisgom. He says, the soiv is that the words. The is avid ba alma bitsina kula osid li isparsimo ulishtamo lechol bnei anosha. Tagriyani says a frightening thing. All the averis, he says, that you did in private, so Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will expose that everybody's going to know about it. That's a frightening thing. Because everybody has skeletons in the closet, as they say. So you say, okay, between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll settle it between me and Hashem. We'll work it out. But now we're being told, guess what? That Soiv Dovra Hakol Nishma, says the Targum Yonison. What does it mean, Hakol Nishma? Things that were in private that nobody knew about. Only you knew about it. But at the end of the day, all those things that you were trying to hide from people, it's going to be exposed, it's going to be open. Again, Soiv Pisgom, the Isovid Ba'alma Betzina. The Inyonim that you did on this world, Betzina, in hiding, Kula Osid Li Isparsamo. All of it is going to become before us in public. It's going to be heard. He says, what's the purpose? Because as the Lekim Yerov is Moshe Shemoyer, maybe this will bring you, right, to really follow the B'derech Hashem, because you realize it's not going to be a secret for very much, not too long. Time will come, it will be exposed. Of course, you can always do tshuva. That's a kubatak to say. But upon a person should realize Malafonov was before him. So this is one level of busha, where he's really more afraid, and begoli, therefore, he is refraining from doing things which are inappropriate, but the seisa is not concerned about. Weiter. His asheni, then there's a madrega, which is a higher madrega, which is not as bad, right, as the first one. As a matter of fact, he points out, which is already more acceptable. The other way is, it's also not perfect. Another level of busha, second level of busha, asheni. Shem is bayish lifnei ho'oilom. In other words, here you have a person who does not do averis, neither in public nor besaser. But the reason besaser, again, is not because of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Besides the reason in private, he also refrains from doing it. He's worried people might find out. So it's, again, it's about people. But at the end of the day, he's not making, right? He's not worried more about public than in private. Like in the first Madrega was, he's only public, and Besaiser Lamaisa is doing the Averis. The second Madrega, at least he's holding back completely. He's not doing the Averis, not in public, and not Besaiser. Ki Yorei, because the phrase, Shem Yevodah Lebnei Odom.
Because I'm afraid that people are going to find out. By the way, how are people going to find out? If you're doing it in public, you're doing it to say so, you're doing it in hiding. Well, there's a pasuk again. The pasuk, what does the pasuk say? Ki oifa shemaim yoylech esakoyl. Shema Melech says, if you have a secret, then keep it firm. Because once you utter it, once it comes out of your mouth, you thought nobody heard. Ki oifa shemaim, as if to say, it's like the moshel, like the birds. But it'll just be, mouth. One pshat oif is a mouth. Yeah, not everybody knows that. From Moshe Al-Shid is there today. Very good. Ki oifa shemaim yoylech esakoyl. Right, the oifa shemaim, right. The Zohar Kodesh says that oif is referring to a malochim. That malochim, they're going to make sure that this gets out. Oif Hashemayim, oif goes on the malochim. Yeah. And by the way, what is the same Pirkei Avos? Because it says, Al toimer davar, she'ef shel lishmoya, don't say something that you don't want people to hear, she'soif el yishoma. So you can never be all too sure. Once you let it out of the bag, you know, it's there. It's already open to the public. There's a potential, at least, that it's going to be heard. So this person really... He really worried Shem Yivadim Neyodom. Now, in our Girsa, there's different Girsa in Orchid Tzadikim, and most take it out, the next line. Next line should read, V'yizbayish lifnei ha'olam, not lifnei Shem Yizborach, because that's good. Lifnei Kodesh Baruch, that's good if he has Busha also from a Kodesh Baruch. Okay. But rather means, V'yizbayish lifnei ha'olam. In other words, this person is refraining from Averis in public, he's refraining from Averis B'seser, but his main concern is because of people. So it's really Shloi Lishma. So he says, no, for that, if he's doing Shloi Lishma, it's not for the sake of heaven, because it's out of right concern that people, it's because of people. But Kalmaisa, Chazal say, Mitoch Shloi Lishma, Bo Lishma. That you may start out, right? You may start out with something that's not Lishma, Lishem Shemaim. But at the end of the day, in other words, even though now, basically, it's Iker Busha, is from people, but Lamaisa, this Busha still is holding him back from being Choyte. Bein begoli, bein beseser. So being that if this busha is accomplishing, that refraining from being chayde, so one thing will lead to another, Bez Hashem, that will go to a higher madrega, lishma, that will really refrain because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake, eventually. Hashlishi, then there's the third level. The third level of busha is, im yachshoiv, that a person makes a cheshem. He says to himself like this, eiche ese beseser horo azois, he says, how is it possible? How is it possible that I should do it? Notice he makes the cheshbon that we're talking about. He says to himself, how does it look that I'm more afraid of people than a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Notice he is conscious of that. And therefore he says, how is it possible that I should, right, that I should be more ashamed in public, right, than besayser in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? How is it possible that I should allow myself? That I should allow myself in private to do this evil thing? I should isbayish lifnei heaven, yoshem lifnei odoi. That I should be more embarrassed, right, in front of the servant rather than before the master for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Egnoi Vadas Ol Yoyne, and therefore again it's the Kibiyoch, like I'm stealing the mind of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Imatoyach Kach Yimon Emen Avera, and therefore Taki, he says that doesn't pass to be afraid more of people than Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, in other words, he brings a Kodesh Baruch Hu also into it. He brings the Cheshbon of a Kodesh Baruch Hu also into his life. You know what? Maila Toyve Hizois. This is a worthy state. This is a good Maila. However, it comes the highest mile, number four. Number four is the highest level of busha. Ravi says the fourth level of busha, im yizbayish odom begolui ubaseser, even in public, it's not because of people. The reason he's not doing averus in public is not because of the people. It's all because lifnei Hashem baruch hu levad. He's doing it only on account because you understand that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu really who is really the main concern that I have to be worrying about. So, ein milo lemalo memala hazois. There's no state which is higher than this. This, in fact, this is the higher madrega. So, this, in fact, so these are the four levels of busha. Fine. What do we see when a person adopts the levels of busha? Look, all the profit, all of the positive consequences that come out of it. And he goes out to quote a few mamore chazal, and to see also how we are able to adapt it to our own life. He says, Omru Chachomim, for example, the Gemara in Brochus tells us, Kol oisa devar aveira, if a person taki committed an aveira. So he did it already, he did it. But he is bayish boy. However, he is ashamed of what he has done. Moichlen loy al kol avenoisa. Now, you should not misread this. You know, if you translate this literally, it means, if I do an aveira, and I have busha on the aveira, so now they forgive me all aveiras? The Ritva says, no. They forgive you the aveira of which you had busha for. When it says Moichel al kol avenoisov, that they are Moichel, they forgive you for all your averes, means all the averes doesn't make a difference. Whatever the avera is, you have busha. So says the Ritva in Sechta Brochus. The Nakuda is that busha has a koyach to wipe out the avera. which has occurred to wipe out the Aveira, the Gemara brings a raya from Shmuel Anovi with Shaul HaMelech and so on. And then there's also another raya. So you see the koyach of Busha. We see the koyach of Busha that Moichel Kol Avanoisa. And in fact, Rav Tzadik HaKoyin of Lublin says, in the Sefer Tzidkes HaTzadik, the truth is, when talking about true Busha, he says, the person who has true Busha, the Busha, the Tzar, because Busha, to feel ashamed, that is a Tzar. If we look in our, not in our spiritual life so much, but somebody does something that's very, very embarrassing. Hey, his pants fell off. We put it into human terms, something that's very, very embarrassing. Something very, very embarrassing. The Tzar, Busha is Tzar. The truth is Busha, where there is genuine Busha, it is Tzar. The Tzadik HaKoyin says, that Tzar is like Yisuri Gehenim. In a certain sense, and just like Yisuri Gehenim, right? Purifies, just like Yisuri Gehenim, therefore is able to exonerate, and therefore wipe out the Aveira. The Tzar of Busha compensates. It's similar, it takes the place of Yisuri Gehenim. So says Rav Tzadik. We're talking about genuine Busha. And we see Chazal really understood that, and Chazal even measured, gauged, the Busha of a woman, right, is more than the Busha of a man regarding people who have to right, stretch out their hand for tzedakah. And there's only a limited amount of money, right, in the kupa tzedakah. Whom do we give first? Right? So Chazal go on to say, is a man to go from door to door is not so gefährlich, because his Busha is not that great, but for having a woman, have to go from door to door, and so on and so forth. So the Gemara goes on to say, so we see we measure the Tzar, but that is involved in Busha. There's also the Mishnah says in Masechta Sovos. Mishnah Masechta Sovos says Boishes Ponim LeGan Eden. A person who has Boishes Ponim, Namela he'll be Zoiche to Gan Eden. And the reason for this is, as pointed out in Mefarshim, because the idea is if he has Boishes Ponim, it's not a pshat the schar for having Busha, you go to Gan Eden. Because a person who has Boishes Ponim, that controls his lifestyle. Because the person who has Busha, therefore, will calculate whatever he's doing to see that what he shouldn't have Busha. So the Busha is something which stands in his life as a barrier, as a mechitza, which therefore, right, will gauge, which gauges ways and controls ways, which means that he'll be doing the right thing. And maybe he'll get Gan Eden. So Busha's ponim is a mahala that will lead him to Gan Eden. Because it means that he's going to live his life in a way that he's going to be worthy of Gan Eden. That's what it means, Busha's ponim le Gan Eden. Agaburcha, you know, what does it say, the phrase right before that, because this is a Mishnah novice, it says there, Huhoy Oimer, Azponim Legehenim, that's the opposite. Boish is ponim, a person, right, who has Busha, is Legaleid. But a person who's an Azponim, a person, right, with just the opposite of Busha. It's about Chutzpah, he's a very brazen character. A person who's an Azponim. Azponim, it says, is Legehenim. And as you know, this is all part of Yehuda ben Tema. Yehuda ben Tema says, have a azkanomer, right? Ratz katzvi. He talks about taking the midos of the chayas, taking the midos of the chayas, right, and using it in a positive way, channeling the energy of the various different midos that different chayas have. Utilize all those midos. The Gabuch, as Rabbi Chanan told us in one of his shmusin, Rabbi Chanan Vassam, on the end of Koyvisaurus and Yevamos, in the original print. So they put some of the Ashkofis, Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says, so what does it mean, a human being? Azkanomer. You're not a leopard. You're Rotz Katzvi. What, you're a Tzvi? So he said, the Pshat is because man was created, right, at the end of the Bria. First were created the Chayis and the Yoifis, the animal world. And he calls down the Medrash. Because Baruch Hu said, Nasa Adam was the Medrash, said Nasa Adam, because Baruch Hu went to all of the Chayis and the Yoifis and said, Nasa, let us all make man, meaning each Chaya contributed a certain character trait into Adam. So man is a composite of all the Chayis that you can imagine. Man has a shtickel of each and every chaya. So B'chonah gezogt, menshe the gesta vil de chaya fin ala chayas. Because there's a laib, there's a bear, there's a wolf, he's everything put together. Everything, take any chaya, point to any chaya, there's no chaya that has so much chayas kite in him. Every chaya is what he is. Every chaya is one chaya. Right? But man basically is a tzamishtel, is a put together of all the chayas shebi'olam. Because every chaya contributed some of his nature. And therefore man has it within his ability. So we say to them, you know what? The chelik leopard that you have, shebach, the chelik leopard, have az kamomer, use the az, use the strength of leopard. Use the chelik ha-tzvi, rots, tzvi, the nature of a tzvi is to run very swiftly. Right? Use that. Because why? Because you have the chelik of tzvi in you. You have all of these milas you have within you. And that's why Rabbi Rashi says it. Remember what did the Mialdi say? The elders say that the reason that the Jewish babies were saved because Beterem, because before we come, they, the Jewish women, right, they are able to give birth without the aid of the midwives. Why? Ki chayos heino. Kichaya Zeno, so Chazal Tela, Kichaya Zeno means this reference that what? Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof, Gur Aryeh Yehuda, Chaya Zeno. They have, right, they have within themselves the Madregas and the various Milas, the strength, all the strength, using it in a positive way. These, all these various Midos, taking out the positive of each and every Chaya. They have that. So Ma'ila, Yehuda Ben Tema on the one hand says, Havi Azkan Omer. The Sefer Ma'isol this points out, but Yehuda Ben Tema was very worried. If I'm going to encourage you to use the mid of Aziz, use the mid of strength, mid of power, right? Opposition, right? You have to use Aziz of Adar, like the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, right? In Semen Aleph. Lo yeivosh mipne hamaligim olof. The person, right, to do the right thing and not be embarrassed because some people are going to mock. Yeah, you're doing this old fashioned thing, you're putting a tefillah on your head, there's this ancient practices and so on and so forth, whatever it is, right? So lo yeivosh, that's when you have to use mid of Aziz. But the danger is that if a person incorporates within his life mid of Aziz, you become such an Aziz ponim. You become an Aziz ponim means that you lose sensitivity, because busha, Rabbi Isai, is something that holds back a person from lying blatantly. Chazal say, Chazoke eino demeis ponim bifne b'chayva. A person, right, does not have the face to be able, right, to openly deny. In front of the Balchoyv, Balchoyv knows that you owe him the money, you can't go out to face looking at the Balchoyv and you're crazy. Say, why? So Rashi says, there's a few reasons, but one of the reasons, Rashi between Bava Kambo and Messiah, one of the reasons, but guess what? If you have no busha, so what? You can lie to his face. You can lie to his face. So now I'm telling you, have Az Kanomer, use the mid of Aziz. Right? Use the mid of strength. Don't care what people say. So now you may be used the mid of Aziz, so you may slip. You may use the mid of Aziz in the wrong way too. You have no bush anymore, you don't care about lying, and so on and so forth. So he comes right, says, Hu Hayoimer. Hu Hayoimer means you will maintain and continue his head. So this, as Ponim Legehenim. In order to put it, you have to be on guard. You have to have a gauge, you have to control the midah. Use Azus in the right way, but be careful not to use in the negative way. So Azus is Avad, it's a good thing. So on the one hand, we say, Takeve Az Kanomer, but Hu Hayoimer, but at the same time, he also added, so this and Azus Ponim, that's not what we mean. That is the midah, right, in the slowest possible way. That is the deficiency. That is the chesaron, of course, and that is the destructive midah. V'amu chachomim. Chachomim have also said that habusha v'ha'emuna, that busha and honesty, mechubara yizu l'mala mizu. These are two midahs. These are two midahs talking about busha together with honesty, that they go really, these are hand in hand. Ki habayshon magzig be'emuna im kol odom. A person who is a bayshon, who is sensitive, he has a sense of shame, will deal honestly with everybody. If you have the midah busha, because a busha, he's not misul. Like then, for example, a person, you give you a word. What holds a person back from not breaking his word? You know why? I gave my word. How can I break my word? In other words, this the dignity of a person. The cheshiva is all them. If I gave my word, I have to stand by my word. If you have no busha, so what you say? He called today, I changed my mind. That's what they say. That's a very nice way. Yeah? I didn't break my word. I changed my mind. And it's very common. That makes it sound mishkefelach. So you promised. You committed yourself. I changed my mind. So I committed. Good. No, I changed my mind. So the busha in the munah says, Abayshin machzik b'munah. A person who's abayshin is machzik b'munah. Right, so he keeps his faith. He keeps his honor. He stands by what he said. He honors what he said. Him call them. If you see a person that was not honest, he says one thing, does something else, and so on. Ein loy boishes. So the vissen does not have the mid of busha. Ola achochom, he says. Kishe eilchom is bayish. He says when a person has no busha, then no holes barred. Then you do whatever he says you want to do. There are no hakbolas, there are no limitations. There are no limitations, there are no barriers. Which means to say is, without mid of busha, a person is mesugel to be over kol averi shebetoyre. Whether it's ben odom lamokim, whether it's ben odom lachaveroi. So the Orchid Tzadikim wants to impress upon us how dangerous it is. How dangerous it is for a person who does not have any busha. And he goes on to say azoy. Yargil odom atzmoi. A person should make a habit. A person should make a habit. Shloyase dovor shechaveroi misbaye shloimeloi. In other words, he says, a person should also make a habit not to do something that somebody, that your friend is ashamed to object to. Many times you do something, right, which affects somebody else, And somebody else is embarrassed to tell him, don't do that. So you know he's not going to tell you not to do it, so you do it. You want to do something. You want to do something. And that, and what you're going to do is something which is really going to hurt someone. But you know, but that someone is not going to tell you to stop. He's embarrassed. He's embarrassed. So Achaz Tzaddikim says, be careful. Make that cheshbon in your mind. Make that cheshbon in your mind. Don't do something that your chaver is mizbayish loy maloy. Keep going. For example, Adam sheesh loy seiser v'nichna seis l'chaveri. You have situations where sometimes you intrude in somebody's privacy. What the person should be saying is, get out. I'm embarrassed to say that. I'm embarrassed to throw you out. Don't go in. Don't intrude. Don't intrude. You know that he's embarrassed. He's not going to throw you out because he's embarrassed. So you shouldn't be doing that. Don't intrude into somebody's privacy when you know that the other person is going to be embarrassed, right, to object to it. Again, because I know them, a person, right, who has some privacy, right, then nichna says to chaver, right, and you intrude, right, into the person's privacy, on someone's privacy, and he's embarrassed to tell you to go. Or get another thing. There are certain people that you know they're not comfortable in hosting you. The people who make phone calls to people, can I stay a week for you? I'm passing through. It's just a week. Sometimes it takes 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So what's he going to do? He's going to throw you out. He's embarrassed to throw you out. What's he going to say? So don't take advantage of the person's busha. Don't take advantage of the other person's busha, which is a mila. The other person has busha, and take advantage because he has busha. He's not going to want it. Not going to tell leave, but you're taking advantage of that mila busha. Or you miss achzem bebeis chaveiro. He says you're going to, right, you're going to take lodging in somebody's house for whom it's tired, and the other person is going to be disturbed. But whom is bayish loy maloy lutzeis. But he has embarrassed to say. So you're taking advantage. Yen and Abba has taken a good mila of busha. You're taking advantage of his mile of busha. Oy, for example, he goes on. You read your friend's letters. You read your friend's letters. Rav Gelli once told me, he says, Rav Washington Heights, sometimes people read things, so you look over it a little bit to see what he's reading. So he says that there was two Yidden sitting on a park bench, and somebody was reading something. So the guy looks over, and he sees that he's reading a Chinese newspaper. He says, Yankel, he says, you read Chinese? He says, no. He says, why are you reading the paper? He says, I'm reading between the lines. So he says to him, he says, I'm going to read somebody else's letters, something private. The chaverim is bayish loy maloy shalikra. And the chaver is going to be embarrassed to say, mind your own business. You know your chaver is not going to say that. The chol ki yotze b'zeh, and so on and so forth. Yedagdik, he says, be very careful. Very important, says, don't impose on other people. Very, very important. Very important. In other words, don't take advantage because Yidin, of course, then Balach Hasodim. Of course, you're stuck and you have no brayer. But there's certain people always take advantage of the fact that people are Balach Hesed. So people take advantage of that and keep imposing on other people. It's not the way. One should not be doing that. As a matter of fact, what does the Gemara tell us? The Gemara tells us that if you happen to be hosted by someone who mamish was machabed you gevaldik, but don't publicize it, that this is a good house to stay by. Because that's going to attract, you're going to bring him other customers. But the Maisa says, it was like the dentist said, he had a galach as a customer, and the galach asked the dentist at the end after he treated him. He says, what do I owe you? He says, I'm man of the cloth. He says, I don't. So the galach sent him a matona. Then he had a rabbi. He says, and he treated the rabbi. The rabbi said, what cost us? And the dentist said, nothing. So he sent him another rabbi. So this is what the Gemara is saying. They're telling people, this is a gewaldig house to stay by. So just you're going to be just be causing other people to take advantage of it. So he says, don't impose. Don't impose on other people. And he says, don't be someone who keeps him continuously. That's what he means. Keep asking from anybody gifts. Give me gifts. Don't ask something. Give me gifts. He says, im lahashiloi kalev. For example, to keep borrowing articles, or ima oisov, or to borrow money, b'mokim sheyedeya sheyna oisa barotze. So again, you're taking advantage of somebody's busha, so you're putting him, like, locking him into a corner. Umizbayish, and he's embarrassed, poshet leheshipon avrekim, to turn him away. Don't take advantage of other people's busha.
What do I have to put stuff up to someone? He's embarrassed.
I guess unless your mom is stuck, you know, without Braira, but the person has a chit to give tzedakah. Yeah. Yeah, so he shouldn't come to the person. How's he that?
It's getting, you can raise a lot of money from them, you can get money.
Right. No, so the person should learn all the lachas tzaddikim. Huh? Send them in the envelope with the check. Send them perik. It's all. And he goes further. He goes up to the point. He says, when we finish this, Vazer Marachochem. And he says, I left that one thing. Okay. Mishesh Lemidas Habusha. He says, the truth is, if a person has a if you're not sensitive to other people's busha, because they can't, that means that you, because you yourself don't really have midas busha. That's the nekuda. If you impose on other people because you know that they're going to be embarrassed to reject, that means that you yourself don't have midas busha. Therefore, you don't appreciate what you're putting the other person through. That's what he says. Umishi ashlo midas busha, a person who himself has the trait of shame, koshaloi shechaveiro misbayish mimena. So Meili says it would be difficult for your friend to be ashamed on your account. He said, that really is what the Chacham really says. The Chacham said like this. Ali says, Toi have Odom, in other words, if you're choosing who to befriend, right? Of course, after Echa, Kamoicha, right? Every year. But it means to associate, really, to be associate. You're choosing whom to befriend. You know who you choose? Choose a person that doesn't always make it appear that he's doing you a favor. In other words, that the madrega is that a friend, when he does you a favor, he doesn't let you hear it 100 times a day, not even once, that he's doing you a favor. A true friend is someone that when you need a favor from him, he makes it look like he needs you more than you need him. That's a madrega. That's a true friend, because a true friend doesn't want to appear that he's the giver and you're the taker. He says, Al toy havodom elamishu mara atzmoi. Only now befriend yourself to a person who can present himself. The friend is such a friend that he gives the appearance that he needs you, even though the opposite is true. But he's so sensitive to your busha. He knows it's a busha, we point out from the Tosfos, the Yerushalmi Kedushin. Shalmi Kedushin, remember the Shalmi Kedushin says, when you graft, right, a new branch into an old tree, so now the new branch is yoinek, draws, right? The new branch, what gives life to the new branch that was grafted? So the new branch, when it grows, it turns the other direction. Why? Because it's embarrassed to look into the face of the one who provides, right? Man de ochel de lav delay, this is the lotion of the Yerushalmi. Man de ochel de lav delay, one who eats that which is not really his, bohis listakule ba'ape, he's embarrassed to look into his face. He's embarrassed to look into his face. So a true friend, when he gives and he's mashpi on you, he makes it appear like you're doing him a bigger favor. Truth is, Chazal say that. Chazal said that's taka the Messias. Yoisem memash ho'oni, right? Mash balabais oisem ho'oni, ho'oni oisem balabais. More than what the balabais does with the oni, because the schus that he's going to get, he's giving him a few dollars. It's only gashmi to get value, whatever it was. That's the limit. But the schar that the balabais received from the oni, right, through the mitzvah tzedakah, that's immeasurable. It's immeasurable. And he says further, v'imsach toloi. Vimsatolai means, and if, let's say, you do an avla to him, friends are friends, but listen, you can make a mistake. Sometimes do a chet, sometimes you do an avla. Huyim chalacha, your chaver, a true friend will be moichel. Not only will be moichel, v'yira atzma, it's a madrega, v'yira atzma kilahu achoyte. He'll make it even look, it's nothing, I've done worse to you, or something like that, you know? So think of that situation. He'll downplay it completely. He'll overturn the tables. So that's, of course, a big madrega, to be able to have a friend like that. A good friend, let's say sometimes it's an uncanny thing, sometimes you have two neighbors, it just turns out that neighbor number one always needs to borrow things for neighbor number two. Here I need a bottle of milk, here I need a dozen eggs, here I need your saw, here I need your fax machine, here I like to borrow your car. But always, neighbor number one always needs neighbor number two. The thing is, a good friend is that neighbor number two will ask but to borrow from neighbor, even if he doesn't need the item, to give the opportunity for neighbor number one to give him back the favor. The neighbor one shouldn't always feel that he always needs to take. So what does neighbor number two do? He will ask to borrow things which he doesn't need. But to give neighbor number one, right, in his mind, thinking, oh, I have an opportunity to do it back. It's a gewaltige thing.
You take away the burden of the other person who's always a neutral. Give them an opportunity to be a noisin too, and sometimes you're also a noitel. This is what he says. The Yishal Memcha, a good friend, will borrow from you Dvarim Shein Tzarech. He will borrow things that he doesn't really need, Kadesh, like his Bayish Lishal Mene. So next time you won't be in the voice to ask from him. So he'll also borrow from you. So one hand washes the other. So now it's even. Because a person continuously being always on one side, and be embarrassed. Be very embarrassed to do that. By the way, you know, Rav Pesach Krom brings that when Rav Shalom Shadron came to America, you know, on his trips, and his father heard about it, Rav Ron Krom, heard about it, and they went to the airport, you know, to be Makabapon, asked, where's he staying? Where's he staying? And since you stay by me, and since you stay by me, and he took him, Rav Shalom took him into the house, they had never known each other before, and he went and took him in, and there was a telephone there, and everything that was necessary, and Rav Shalom says to him, I want to pay for each and every telephone. He says, sure, you're going to pay for each and every telephone call. So what is it? So he says, Rabbi Krohn said to him, at the end, when you leave, he says, well, make a cheshbon. So Rav Shalom made a cheshbon, long distance calls all over the world, because he was here raising money for whatever the situation was. At the end, he came and he says, no, he says, I don't charge you anything. But you told me, he says, that you're going to make a cheshbon. He said, yeah, because I want you to feel free to use the phone as much as you want. So I'm going to tell you ahead of time, every phone call raises 50 cents. You'd be held back. You can hold back. But I wanted to make sure. So I made it look like, yeah, I'm going to charge you. But I didn't want to charge you. That's the idea. These are ways of figuring out ways how to do chesed. These are ways of big mamish making plans. You have to plan. You have to have a plan. How to figure out how to work it out. So he says, he says, a person who really wants to develop a trait of busher, yeshiv tomid if the mishum is baishumene. Notice, sit next to choshevet people to whom that you have, so you feel. That's something you have to waste, like a muscle. You have to work on that. It's something that a person has to exercise that. Yeshiv tomid if the mishum is baishumene. But Yechalel Hadar Ponov, he says, Lishoil, a person should not lose his dignity by asking things of others, he says, constantly. A person should not lose his dignity, he says, by constantly being a taker, a borrower. Keep asking people, give me and give me and give me, he says. Because the idea is, because we have to follow why? Because interesting, it says Hadar Ponov. Very interesting. He says a person who continuously is on the take, he loses Hadar Ponov. So some of the Meforshim say in the Yorchis Sadikim, they say Pshali this. Because what is the Ponov of Yid? The Ponov of Yid is Nas Odom Etzalmenu Kid Musenu. A man was created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean he's created in the image? Because Baruch Hu doesn't have no physical features. But doesn't have no physical features. So one of the perushim, of course, Nefesh Chaim, so many different perushim. But one of the perushim is Nas Odom Etzalmenu. A man is created the image of Hashem, means to follow the halachta bedrochov. He's creating the image of Hashem. The way that he should emulate the ways of Hashem. The ways of Hashem is, and that's your tzura. The Tzalmenu Kid Musenu. Your image is, your image reflecting the image of Hashem is by emulating Hashem. Hashem's ways is to be a mashpia, to give and to give and to give. A person is always on the take. That's what he means. Now you're destroying the Tzelem Elikim. The Tzelem Elikim of a person is to be like Elikim, to follow in the ways of Elikim. That's the Tzelem Elikim. But if you're always on the take, you're always on the take. You're not a mashpia, you're always a neutral. You're always a makabel. You're using the Hadar Ponov. And he says, when that happens, when a person develops the idea of being a taker, Rabbi Isai, it's very difficult from a taker to turn over his life to become a giver. He says, "Kikiv mishetechalel hadar ponecho." Once you lose the dignity, he says, "I atomoytze mishem chatcheulach." No one else will restore it to you. It's very difficult. So therefore, a person should achocham in a bereishoy to say right to be able to do the right thing and to develop these other midas. So this is a little bit again, a little bit that we see again of midas habusha. So we try to figure out ways again ahead to develop this midah of busha. The midah of busha. So let's take a look at some words of Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz we have on the sheet. The words of Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz that we have here on the sheet. And this is from, you know what? You see, what are we going to do? I said, which one to do? Okay, you know what? Yeah, okay, we'll do number two, Rabbi said first. I don't think we'll be able to do everything. Turn the sheet on the side. Maybe possibly we'll do with Ben Yoyin and we'll do it next week. Let's take a look. The Yaris Davash, Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz, the Yaris Davash, in Chelik Alev, Drush Tezvov. So Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz says the following. Chayva, it's called Chayvas Hazachira Shehu Ben Melech. A chiv of a yid to know his madregas. A chiv of a yid to know the mile of being a yid. What it means to be a yid. He says, Yesh gaiva de muteris. Here the lotion of Yosef Neibshitz.
Gaiva is despised. Gaiva is something you have to run away from. Gaiva we have to flee from. There's a gaiva that is mutter. Sometimes gaiva is mutter. He says, Venoa, and it's beautiful, he's goel yodom. He says. Right? And there's a gaiva that is beautiful for a person. He's goel yodom ba, with derech moshel. Of course, I'm using the lotion of gaiva derech moshel, because I'm using it in a positive way. He says, and he goes on to tell you this. Kein hadover. Nishmoseinu, he says, where does our neshama comes from? Mimikoyer elyoin. Our neshama comes from a source, right? From upmost high. Mimachzav niflo. It is hewn from a mayuriga awesome v'yoker adlamoid. You have an idea what the neshama you possess? You have an idea what kind of neshama you have? Raki misnaker is, except the neshama has been estranged coming down the goof. The person doesn't even know what kind of a neshama he has. The neshama has been sort of like estranged. The teirid mikvoid al yoylam. The neshama is shemai, imam, which is a tremendous thing. The oylam ha'elyon, the neshama, right, has all the glory in the world. But it came down, it had a yerida from its covet. Loylam hazeh ki ish chakloi. It's like you're like a farmer, right, working in ditches, digging ditches, working with the dirt, right? Ukekal shebegashmim. The lowliest in the gashmiyah of the world. That's what the neshama has been reduced to, coming down the human body. Ben Odom Yishkach, he says, if a person will forget that Yosef ben Melech, Melochim Baruch Hu, the Choshev, and he thinks that this is, that it is what it appears. You know, I'm only a partial human being. I'm Ofrim and Adoma. That's all I am. That's all I am. And he thinks that things are in reality as it appears. He thinks Kifi Hashem Isnagim Be'emeskenu. Do you know what? Then he's going to act that way. If you believe, right? If you believe that you're a shtick Ofer, then you're going to act like Ofer. If that's what you believe, you believe that's what you are. He says, Yisnai Kiminik, he says, Gashme, he says, Bechol Devar Kichakloi. He says, this is like the farmer deals with offer. Avul Choyva, all of it is a Choyv, Liskor Becholeski, Ben Melech, Godel Benoir Anachim. We are Ben Melech, we are prince. Atem Tilum Amleches Koyanam, because every Yid is a prince. The Mishnah says, Yishabas, Rav Shimon Oimer, Kol Yisrael B'nai Melochimem. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah, Rav Shimon says, Kol Yisrael B'nai Melochimem. He says, "V'lo yois lomem amelus apaslish linoi kiminik pchusim haruuyim lekafrim like villagers." I think it's Rabbi Abraham Twersky, one of the places. It was the son. His father was a Milwaukee Rebbe. He used to mention. He talks about, you know, when you bechanach children, children do something wrong. The different ways of giving them mussar. Something says you know, says b'stashoyte, you know, b'statipish, or you know, you downgrade your mavaza the kid. So he used to say that to his father. He said, when he did something that was inappropriate, he'd say, Sepast nishfadiyah. In other words, you're so choshev, it's unbecoming of you. So instead, same message. Instead of downplaying, instead of destroying his image, instead of destroying, bring out that beside your milus, you can't do it. Sepast nishfadiyah. It's the way you always say. He said, when he used to want to give a shtick of klola, it's a klola. He wants to give a shtick of klola, but which an innocent klola. He used to say to him, he said, I wish upon you, he said, you should have soft bread and hard butter to smear on it. Everybody knows the difficulty, you know, that you go through. You have to wait till, you know, what a mighty guitar, right? He says, I wish upon you soft bread and hard butter, he said, to smear on it. This is giving the clue that it's not that, he said. So, no. So this is the way. He says, Vizuhi tachlis, he says, machlosainu. That's really the tachlis. This is the end result of our machl, of our illness, he says. The end result of our illness, shonu shoykhim, we forget, shayrus ish masainu, mocker noiro v'nizgo. If we would remember that we are b'nei melochim, he said. Interesting, he says, all of a sudden we become anonov. It's the b'zeh anovim. Every person says we're balagaive. But this area we become b'zeh, he says, anachnu, he says, ono anovim b'yoyser. In this case, we're anonov. We forget, we're not a ben melech, let's go and he forgets what really his true milus is. Einonu chosim al kovedeinu, we're not chas on our kovet, u kovet nish masainu. Mezgoylem betit, right, and we roll in the dust. The roish kol chutzah is ke'echad, he says, hakafrim ha-mishtakrim, like the shikari says, villagers, and so on and so forth. So Kepon Rabbi says, okay, we get the message. That's the idea. If we would know who we are, that would be the busha. We would understand. We'd be ashamed to do. Be ashamed not to behave as is befitting for a ben melech. Look at the bottom number three. This is from Rav Shlomo Karliner. He brings down, Omar harav kodesh Rav Shlomo Karliner. He says God in Yiddish, we'll translate it. The gresta yetzahara is, as mefargest mizah ben melech. So the biggest yetzahara is that you forget who you are. If you remember that in fact that you are ben melech, this will hold you back. Again, this is all an aspect of the great power of midas abusha. If you really have midas abusha, midas abusha is when you really have a sibah, why to be mevush. And certainly if you remember that you are ben melech, we realize it's very embarrassing to do things that is unbecoming for our neshama. Let us just conclude
regarding busha, regarding the dignity, you know, of a human being, the Gemara tells us that in fact that there is a chiyuv to extend courtesy to every human being, even a non-Jewish person. The Gemara tells us Masechta Brachos Daf Yud Zayin regarding Yechonon ben Zakkai shlo higdimoi odem sholem yoyla mafilu nochri shebishuk. The Gemara says the derech eretz that Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai had, that no one ever greeted him first. He would always make sure to greet the other person first, even if it was a Gentile in the street. Now, just to have an idea, Rav Dessler, in Milchem Eliyahu, actually in Chelik Dalet, he points out, picture just for one moment who Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai was. Yechonon ben Zakkai, the Gemara tells us, in Masechta Sukkah, that he knew all of Kol HaTorah Kula, Mishneh, Gemara, Agadata, astronomy, Sichas Oifes, Sichas Dekolim. The Gemara goes on and on and on to say there was no aspect, there's nothing that he did not know. As a matter of fact, he was the head of the Sanhedrin of his time during the Churma Bayis, and all the problems of Jewry rested on his shoulders, and still there was never a time that he was too preoccupied that somebody else should greet him first. He was always aware of that tremendous midah. That even if there was a nochri shebishuk. Rav Moshe Aaron Stern, by the Mashgiach of Kamenitz, Rav Yochosheh Yid, Zuchayin Lebrochot, he once pointed out the following maisa, he says. And he said that in Argentina, there was a schlachthois, in other words, a slaughter complex with the shecht animals, he says, which basically was comprised of several buildings. And they said there was a building where animals, one building was where animals were fed, and there was another building where they were shechted, another building where the meat was packed and it was loaded onto the trucks. And then there was an office building with dressing rooms for the shechtim who did the shechit and so on. So there was many, many different sections of that building. And the entire area was surrounded by a tall, tall chain link fence. And everyone who went through the wrought iron gate in the front had to go through a guard. So there was a guard who was there at all times guarding the area. The owner was a Yid by the name, they called him Izzy, because he was the owner of the slaughter complex. And he was a workaholic, which means that he was the first one there every morning, and he was the last one out every evening. And he was a person who actually oversaw every aspect of the company, made sure that everything is running properly. And he made it a point to know every worker. Of course, as someone who's conscientious and supervising his business, wants to know what everybody's doing and how they're matzliach. So the guard at the front gate, name was Robert, so he knew that when the owner, Izzy we called him, so Izzy said, we'll leave in the evening. So now the guard knew that he could lock the gate and then go home. This is the way it was. Every day, this is the way it went. So it was one evening, as this Izzy was leaving, so he called out to the guard and he says, good night. He says, you can lock up and go. And the guard says, no. The guard says, no. He said, not everyone left yet. He says, what are you talking about? He says, what do you mean nobody left? He says, everyone left 2 hours ago. Izzy was a workaholic. He stayed on 2 hours beyond. The boss stays on, maybe works many hours more. So he says, no, it's not so. He says, one of the shachtim, he says, Rabbi Berkowitz, he says. So Rabbi Berkowitz says, didn't leave yet. So Izzy said, what do you mean to leave yet? Rabbi Berkowitz, I know, goes home like everybody else with all the other shaykhtim. So Majors didn't see him. But he leaves every day with all the other shaykhtim. And the guard says, believe me, he says, I'm positive he didn't leave yet. He said, we better go look for him. This Izzy knew that the guard was reliable. He was a very conscientious person, a very trustworthy person. So he decided not to argue. So they go back instead. He goes out of the car. They rush back to the office building with the guard, with this Robert. They searched the dressing room that maybe he fainted there and was debilitated. He wasn't there. They go looking where the animals were shechted. He wasn't there. They searched the truck area. He wasn't there. The packing house, they go from room to room. There's nobody there. Finally, they came to the huge walk-in freezer. And they opened it up. He was there. Nebuch, they find him where the large slabs of meat were frozen. He's rolling on the floor trying desperately to keep him. See, he went in and automatically the door locked and you couldn't open it from the inside. The man would have frozen to death had he not been, in the nick of time, had he not been saved. This Izzy could not believe it. He says to the guard, he says, Robert, he says, how in the world did you know, he said, that Rabbi Berkowitz hadn't left? There are 200 workers working here every day. You tell me you know the comings and goings of each and every one? He says, no, I don't.
However, he says, every morning he says, when this rabbi comes in, he greets me. Rabbi Yochanan. He greets me, and every night when he leaves, he tells me, have a pleasant evening. He never misses a night, he said. And to tell you the truth, I wait for his kind words. And he pointed out, dozens and dozens of workers pass by every day, morning and night. They don't say a word to me. He said, to them I'm a nothing. To him I'm a somebody. I knew he came in the morning, and I was sure he didn't leave yet. You know why? Because I was waiting for his friendly goodbye. I know he didn't leave. Rabbi Isai, this place is life. What we're reminded of is, the morale tells us, Rabbi Isai, that when the Talmid Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara Yevam is Daf Samach Beis, why did Talmid Rabbi Kiva die? They died. So the morale says, so the opposite is also true. If not giving COVID is a siba for dying, said the morale, kasher noye kovet b'chaveroi, when you give honor and respect to your chaver, dover zehu etzem achayim. So the opposite is also true. Giving kovet to someone gives life. In this respect, Rabbi Berkowitz gave life, and he was zoichet to life himself.